At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hope that changes everything. Welcome to a special episode of Bible Study with Chris J. It's Easter, and we're not just remembering an event, we're celebrating a victory that changed everything. Jesus didn't stay in the grave, he rose, and because he lives, everything is different. Matthew 28 opens with an empty tomb. But more than that, it opens with hope. The angel says, "He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said." This isn't just a climax of the gospel story, it's the foundation of our faith. 1 Peter 1 verse 3 says, "He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." This is not dead religion, this is living hope. Hope that breathes, hope that breaks chains, hope that meets us in our grief, our guilt, and our questions. Isaiah 53 reminds us what it cost. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. He bore our griefs. The cross was brutal, but it was not the end. The resurrection declares that sin does not win. Death does not have the final say. Jesus does. Romans 8 verse 11 promises that the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead now lives in us. That means resurrection isn't just something we look back on, it's something we live in. His power gives us strength when we feel weak. His Spirit breathes life when we feel dry, and His presence gives us peace when the world gives us chaos. John 11 shows us that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Before He raised Lazarus, He reminded Martha and reminds us today, "Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." Revelation 1 verse 18 says Jesus holds the keys to death and Hades. He's not just alive, he reigns. He has authority over what once had a hold on us. So whatever tomb you're standing outside of, whether it's fear, doubt, addiction, or despair, Easter means the stone can be rolled away. Easter isn't just about remembering a resurrection. It's about stepping into it. Jesus didn't rise to be admired. He rose to be followed. So what does resurrection mean for you today? Where do you need new life, fresh hope, a reminder that God is not done with you yet? Let's close out with this final prayer. Father, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the empty tomb. Thank you for love that suffered, bled, and conquered death so we could live. On this resurrection day, we stand in awe, not just because the stone was rolled away, but because our shame, guilt, and fear were rolled away with it. You have defeated every enemy, silenced every lie, and opened the door to eternal life. Help us not to just celebrate the resurrection, but to live it. To walk in the freedom you died to give us. To rise from the places we've been stuck and believe again. To carry this hope into every room we walk into, every heartache, every ordinary moment. Let resurrection power fill us. Let resurrection joy overflow from us. And let the world around us see that Jesus is alive, and how we love, and how we serve, and how we trust you. We praise you, risen King. You're worthy forever and always. In Jesus' name, amen. If you like this podcast, if it encouraged you in any way, please share it, comment, leave your prayer request down below. Thank you, and God bless you.